I grew up on the farm. Fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda is now the Heart Melda with new hair. And
spun it red.
You spun it around and it went. All the blood rushed to your hair because you were spinning on your head. DJ Longfellow is here. Vilified Vic, double V, Vig, yeah. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Vilified double V. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And we're not taking requests this morning. I got a whole bunch of texts that came in with requests, and we'll end up playing a few from the very first Fly Jam Friday we ever did. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, baby. That's right, baby. Fly Jams Friday. Jim in Florida requested that one. Jim, one more time, a man requested that song. God bless him, because it rules. Fly Jams Friday. It's Raining Men. Now, again, you guys all know who wrote that song, correct?
The Weather Girls.
No, that's who that's who recorded it.
Oh. Oh, is it Terry Lewis and
No, it's no? not. No, it's not. No. Oh, that no, it's not. It's not Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. No, Paul Schaefer wrote that song.
Did he really?
What?
Yeah. Paul Schaefer wrote it. Yes, sir. Yep, the Weather Girls, of course, rule, and they recorded it, but Paul Schaefer wrote that song. All right, how about this one? Here's a request. It's a 815 area code. It wanted this one. You know, I think that's the first time we've ever played that on Fly Jams Friday. And that's a great song. It's by Denise Williams called Free. I guess Denise Williams is best known for, I think she did Let's Hear It for the Boy, which sounds exactly, that's an exact, you know, replication of that song. Let's Hear It for the Boy, where Chris Penn is trying to dance, but he can't because he's got cowboy boots on. All right. Footloose. You know, that's a really dumbass movie, but I like it. I like Footloose. And I know it's dumb. God, did you see the remake, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh. What the hell for? Seriously. All right. 920 area code wanted to hear some Heatwave. That song is a jam.
That's a strong Fly Jam
right there, man.
Oh, man,
that's a massive Fly Jam. Anytime you go, what, in the background, that's Fly. That is a great song, Groove Line. God, I love that song. It's one of my favorite Fly Jams. 815 wanted some classic Tina Turner.
But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of being Tina Turner for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Man, you get to do some crazy stuff with your hair then.
Yeah, well, I'd probably get
You know what you got to do? You know what you got to do? Oh, Esmeralda, I think that's you have to do that, but you have to do Thunderdome Tina Turner.
Oh gosh.
You gotta get the head dressing.
Oh, it's gonna be What's Love Got to Do with It.
Oh, come
Tina
on.
Turner.
And then you get to go one man enter or two men enter, one man leave. You will battle in Thunderdome. Come on. Hey, by the way, a little tease for Monday morning show. In addition to reviewing all the new movies, the BBC has released a list of the top 100 movies of the 21st century so far. So essentially 15 years into the 21st century. They have a list of the 100 best movies of the 21st century. I have my own list. And if you're wondering what number one is, then you don't listen to the show very often. If you don't understand what my favorite film of the past 16 years has been, you don't listen to the show enough. And there is a reason why I thought of that, because we were just talking about Mad Max. Oh, oops! I think I revealed my number one choice for the best film of the 21st century so far. What? Anyway, we'll do that whole list on Monday morning. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then more Fly Jams Fridays. Your texts, and we'll go back to the first Fly Jam Friday and play some serious jams as well. Yeah. Fly Jams. Fly Jam Friday, baby. Yeah, Mainline by Black Ivory. That was from Hannah requesting Hannah. Hannah? Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Continuing right here on 720 WGN, I just wanted to mention very quickly, I hope you can all come out on Tuesday, September 6th to see my film club screening of Fight Club on the big screen, one of the best movies of the 90s. Very excited about it. If you've never seen it, it's awesome. If you've never seen it on the big screen, even more awesome. Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, Helena Bonham Carter, Jared Leto, before he became the Joker. It's a great movie based on a great book, and it's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's Tuesday, September 6th. We'll meet at Bogart's on the second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Have some dinner. You guys have some cocktails. You can have cocktails during the movie. Big, beautiful love seats, giant screen, beautiful 4K digital projection and sound, and it is a great, 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 awesome movie, Fight Club. Dan, you've seen Fight Club, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic.
And I glazed over your glaring omission of a Meatloaf from the list.
Oh, Meatloaf. Yes, right. Meatloaf is in it, of course. Meatloaf is awesome in it as well. So anyway, just come and see that on Tuesday, September 6th. Again, it's only $10. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Parking is free. Great food at Bogart's. You can have drinks. It's just a great night. It's a great night to get out. And we're showing a really, really great, challenging, awesome, crazy movie. Fight Club, Tuesday, September 6th. Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Get your tickets now. Carmike.com. Carmike. Reserve your seat. It'll be waiting for you. Pick it out on the seating chart, and that seat will be waiting for you when you get there. Tuesday, September 6th, 8 o'clock start time, 7 o'clock for dinner and all that cool stuff. Fight Club. There you go. Carmike.com. All right, let's get our next request here for Fly Jams Friday. Deep cut.
What was that?
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. The G picked that one. Or no, I'm sorry, 773. G picked this one. I wore high top shoes and sandals. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know, my papa disapproved it.
Time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love?
Good old Stevie. You can't go wrong.
Right? No.
You can't go wrong with Stevie.
He can't do anything wrong.
Well, he did, like, around 85, he started to do wrong.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, from the 60s through the 70s?
All good.
Oh, please. All right, how about this one? 219 area code wanted to hear little Billy Preston. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. We'll go round in circles. Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high? That Mary liked that one. Mary was cleaning up and disinfecting her traffic area. Just gave us the thumbs up. She was dancing around. Dancing around in the traffic room there. Billy Preston, sometimes referred to as the fifth Beatle. Mr. Billy Preston.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. All right. One more, and then we're going to go and revisit the first Fly Jam Friday. Esmeralda, I know that you're probably going to be very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the very first Fly Jam Friday, if you were listening, you would have probably gone nuts.
Yeah, well, I remember we did this some time back, and I was nuts.
You were very surprised by how amazing it was. Okay, so let's do one more here, and then we're gonna start with some of the songs from the very, very first Fly Jams Friday. But here is a request right here for Tower of Power. Hanging out on the song called that this set. Yeah. What is hip? Well, the Tower of Power is hip. And Fly. Okay. That song has been played many times on Fly Jams Friday. Many times. And it will probably be played many more times as Fly Jams Friday continues. All right, we're going to go back in time to the very first Fly Jam Friday. Now, the first song we ever played on Fly Jam Friday, we played already. Mm-hmm. It's the theme song to Fly Jams Friday. That is the great Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid.
Yes.
For my estimation, the flyest of all Fly Jams.
King of the Fly Jams.
King of the Fly Jams. The beginning, the nucleus of Fly Jams Friday. Let's continue. All right, these were the songs. We're going to try to sneak in as many as we can. If you were listening back a few years ago when we started Fly Jams Friday, I want to say it was like over two years ago when we started Fly Jams Friday. These were the first songs we played. Here's the first one. Oh. It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Kiss her, love her. Wrong move, you're dead. That girl is Yeah, that's been my problem. I've trusted way too many big butts and the smiles.
Should have listened to them.
I know, but I like the big butts. What can I tell you, especially with a smile? I don't know what to tell you. It's my weakness, big butts and a smile, I'm telling you. So the definition of our Fly Jam Friday when we began this, clearly New Jack was the inspiration.
Right, yeah.
It was the new Jack Swing stuff from the early 90s.
The East Coast Family.
East Coast Family, the Philly guys from Philly and all that stuff. seem to be a reoccurring theme on our first Fly Jams Friday. Here. Bobby Brown! Bobby Brown! That's how Whitney Houston used to say it. My husband, Bobby Brown!
His whole name.
Bobby Brown! All right, this is this next one, of course, we played it on our first Fly Jam Friday ever. This is way up on my list. Way, way up near the top.
So good.
Oh, man.
So good.
That song rules the planet. And the video, don't even get me started with they got the silk pajamas on. Please. I always liked the left. Left Eye was always my favorite. Because I like the crazy chicks. They burn houses down and stuff. I like them.
Burn the house down.
Burn the house. She burned the house down. Oh, man. Yeah, that is really, seriously, one of my favorite R&B songs of all time, ever. It's my favorite TLC. I like a lot of TLC songs, but that's my favorite. I like it better than Waterfalls. Yeah, I do. All right. Hey, you know what? It's time for weather and traffic.
Oh, boy.
And then we'll fly some more fly.
Fly some more jams around.
Fly some flies. And again, we're hearing from the very, very first Fly Jam Friday some songs that we played, and these are classic fly jams. Here's to the future, 'cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that can make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I want to have your baby. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here till 5. Steve Gersanich with the opening bell at 5. We always start off your weekend on a funky note on our Friday, Fly Jams Friday, and we're revisiting the very first songs that were played on the very first Fly Jam Friday. That, of course, En Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa. Don't forget Spinderella.
Well, she's the in.
Yeah.
Salt-N-Pepa.
That's right. All right, how about this one? It doesn't matter what you do, what you say. She doesn't love you, no way. Maybe next time you gave your woman a little respect. So you won't be hearing her say, no way. No, you're never gonna get it. Not this time. Never, ever gonna get it. My love and no, you're never gonna get it. Had your chance to never, make a change. So if you don't have, you know, VH1 Classic is now MTV Classic.
Oh,
they've changed it to MTV Classic.
So bummed that
it's
I don't
the
have cable.
Best. Dan, have you watched it? Do you have MTV Classic?
No, I haven't. I haven't caught it since
it's the
flipped format.
The best.
So.
The best.
I don't think I would leave my house.
They do blocks of 90s videos, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And 80s and 90s videos. First of all, that's that. And they're rerunning the Real World episodes. Like the last marathon that they did, I watched like 12 episodes in a row, and it was I want to say it was the third season.
Wait, oh, so that's, hold on, New York, and then
no,
they did
New York,
San Francisco.
Yes, just with Puck.
Yeah, and then this
and Pedro.
Was it L.A.? Not L.A.
I think it was L.A. It was with the country guy.
Yeah, L.A.
And then the black stand-up comedian who's screaming at him because he left styrofoam on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that one.
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah,
and
that
Beth.
Was it. Beth, that's right, Beth. And the cartoonist dude? No, the cartoonist dude was in San Francisco.
No, Beth, Irene.
Right.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the girl. She was the one who had the abortion.
That's right.
And that was like the biggest thing of the whole.
I can't remember. But they reran that. They rerun Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my god!
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I was watching it yesterday, and it was all like I had it on in the morning yesterday, and it was like, you know, MTV classic videos, and they do themes with their blocks of videos, and it was all stuff like it went from like Gin Blossoms to like that I believe that was that you?
No, that was you.
Oh, it is me. Maybe
real
it's,
professionals.
Maybe
Julio.
It's George. No, I keep it on in case I have any questions about Mannix I need answered. Oh wait, no, it's Mary Sandberg. Country guy was New York. No. His name was John. There's a country guy in all of them.
No, she's thinking of the girl. The one in New York was the girl, because then she had the hots for, oh my gosh, why can't I remember his name? He was on The Grind.
Oh, Eric Nies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but no, yeah, I know. But the country guy, the dude with the cowboy hat,
John,
that was the same. That was L.A.
Yeah.
That was L.A. I just watched it.
Yeah.
So I liked Seattle.
Yes.
Where the girl had Lyme disease.
Yes.
And the dude slapped her in the face when she was leaving, and he threw her little stuffed animal into the
water. I
think
her name was Irene, too.
It was Irene. Irene. Yeah, and she got the Lyme disease.
Oh, she was. No, that was the best season. That was, I wanted to be.
The best season. So San Francisco's the best season with Puck and Pedro.
Yeah.
That's the best season.
That was a cry fest.
It was amazing. Seattle was awesome. Hawaii was awesome. I stopped watching it. I stopped watching
Vegas.
The first season in Vegas, I was like, I'm done.
Because it got scummy.
Oh, it was about sleeping with everybody.
Yeah.
It was sleeping with everybody. It was just, I stopped watching it.
That's when it got scummy.
I watched the entire, no, you know what? And then I came back and I watched it when they did Chicago. That was when I came back.
I tried, and I was in college, and I remember hearing about how people were throwing stuff at their door.
Yeah. No, it was nasty. I mean, Wicker Park was not welcoming to them.
Yeah.
My ex-wife Heather lived in the neighborhood at that time and was also would try to ruin every shot that they did. but that was, and I went back, and that was the only reason I watched it was because it was Chicago.
Right.
And then they did another Chicago. I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Because at that point I was done.
Yeah.
But those early, like the first six seasons of that show were
Was
great.
Orleans, New Orleans, was that before or after Vegas?
Before Vegas.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because
New Orleans.
Cut off for me.
Which one was The Miz on? And Coral. Mike, The Miz, and Coral?
No, they weren't.
They were New York. That's Back to New York.
Back to New York.
That was Back to New York.
And that blonde girl, and she was into pop punk bands.
Yeah. By the way, now Mary just sent me this thing. It says, sorry, Esmeralda, she's right. And she sent me a link to the entire picture of the cast of LA. So there you go. Thank you, Mary Sandberg. But anyway, if you've got the MTV Classic, it's so good. It's like I was saying, the group was like Toad the Wet Sprocket, then they did Gin Blossoms. It was that kind of block.
Yeah.
And then they did like the next episode, the next hour was all stuff like we're playing now.
Oh my god.
All stuff like that. They played early TLC. Oh man.
I would be a hermit.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. I think we got time, I think, for maybe one more. So I want to play, I'm going to be selfish here and play one of my favorite Fly Jams of all time. And this was also on the very first Fly Jam Friday we ever did. But this is, I just wanted to play this because it's one of my favorite songs ever in the history of ever.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. We both know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
But it's much too strong to let it go now.
Oh man, that's the best song ever, man. That is really one of the best songs of all time. It's so damn sexy too, and it's wrong. It's wrong, man. He's having an affair with a married lady.
It is very wrong.
Billy Paul. All right, I've got time for one more. Got time for one more. And this is also right in that same category.
Oh, and I longing to love you just for a night. Kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all. The reasons that we're here, the reasons.
awesome. Fly.
Very fly.
Fly! Earth, Wind, and Fire. 73 people on the stage.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many?
73
people. Oh,
that's
people. Okay, so that's when they just started.
They just started, because when I saw them, there were 228 people on stage.
Right. Oh, there was like five sick.
And they all had the same outfit on.
They did a lot of business with one tailor. That man is a very rich man right now.
Very rich man. Because, you know, at one point they had 1,400 people in the band.
Right.
There were 1,400. Sometimes there'd be more people on stage than in the house.
Yeah. They had to go out into the audience.
Yeah. I think the most people they had in the band at one point, there were 22,000 people in the band. And there were only 100 people who were able to come in and watch.
Right.
Like, because we're 20.
They traveled. They were a whole city on their own.
A fleet of 40 planes would have to fly them from concert to concert.
They really boosted the economy wherever they went.
Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You got to love. By the way, The Nice Guys is now on demand. One of the funniest movies of the year. Ryan Gosling. I can't even explain to you how funny he is.
Yeah, it was really great.
And there's a band pretending to be Earth, Wind, and Fire in it, playing at a porn party, which is
I could see Earth, Wind, and Fire doing that.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, obviously it was at a very rich person's house, and it's like, yeah, let's just get Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
So, anyway, that movie rules, and it is available. All right, well, we got a break here, and Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
It really does. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And we'll come back on Monday and think about your favorite movies of the past 16 years.
Sure.
Get that done, will you?
Okay.
All right, we'll take a break. The opening bell is coming up.